Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, as Hill says. 7 minutes past the hour, it's the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen is out this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And, of course, Phil McGeehan holding it down for us at our Uplink site in Washington, D.C. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, recovering. It was a long weekend. I think maybe for some of us. I went to Disneyland for the first time in years this weekend, and it was fun. But it's you know, people are kind of getting back out of their shells. It feels like things are opening back up again, and yeah, it's
was it crowded?
And the weather. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet. No doubt about it. On a weekend, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, will they keep their promise? That is where we start today. Russia and Ukraine over the weekend had agreed on a ceasefire to allow civilians to evacuate certain areas of the country, but that lasted for about 45 minutes. Most recently, a Russian strike hit a civilian evacuation point just outside of the country of Kyiv, reportedly killing 8 people, including 2 children, as they tried to leave their homes. Russia now says it's going to allow civilians to evacuate once again, despite not holding up their previous agreement. The Russian Defense Ministry claims that it'll stop firing at 10 a.m. local time on Monday to allow civilians to flee their homes in the Ukrainian cities of Kyiv, Kharkiv, Sumy, and Mariupol, despite breaching their previous agreements. They put out a statement earlier today, saying that the decision comes at a personal request of the French President Emmanuel Macron, who seems to still have some kind of line of communication with Vladimir Putin. They wouldn't talk about other details, but they said international bodies are putting the pressure on Russia to allow this ceasefire. Civilians have been killed during evacuations on Sunday. The Russian military hit this Kyiv suburb, killing this family. 2 mortar and artillery shells hit a checkpoint in the suburb of Irpine, northwest of Kyiv. And their international media that's in Ukraine has been filming the bombing, even though there was a ceasefire in place. So we'll see if this one holds. The images coming from Ukraine, especially when it comes to kids, are still pretty heartbreaking right now. 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine since the beginning of this just a couple of weeks ago.
It is. It's heartbreaking to see. The refugee crisis is one thing, but then when you see, you know, Russia not holding up their end of the ceasefire, and you see the damage, and I think a hospital was targeted and a school.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's so barbaric. And it's the same questions that we had on Friday. Where does this end? How does this end? You know, I think the rest of the world, you know, the White House has said that 20,000 anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles have been delivered so far from NATO members, including the U.S. Is it enough? I know Tony Blinken was hitting the Sunday shows yesterday. I saw some of that, and he said that they're in talks now to have Poland supply Ukraine with some older Russian warplanes, and in exchange, because Poland is part of NATO, then we'll give American F-16s to Poland to, you know, re-up their supply. And we know President Zelensky has been asking for more warplanes. He said, you know, send me the jets if you're not going to do the no-fly zone. So we'll see how long that takes. A lot of the other stuff apparently has been mobilized pretty quickly. It feels like, I don't know, to me it just feels like everything's taking forever, but I guess they're actually delivering stuff. And it makes
Imagine
sense.
If you were in Ukraine,
I know.
You probably feel like it was going pretty slow.
Yeah, but apparently they're actually delivering things. They have, like, just secret air bases and things. So there's a lot more going on, and obviously that's the kind of stuff that they don't advertise, because why would you let the enemy know where you're delivering things, you know, supplies
to
Ukraine? So it makes sense that the rest of the world isn't necessarily privy to it. But, it's just... Oh, it's frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating to be in Ukraine right now. I'm sure it's very frustrating to be President Zelensky. He did lots of Zoom calls over the weekend, and thankfully they still have, you know, their internet connection to the outside world. Elon Musk is supplying more of his Starlink satellites that have been blown out already, so he's replacing them. So it's again, though, where does it end?
Jay, have you seen, and interested to know what you've been seeing on social media as you've been monitoring all of that action over the weekend, but there was a video that went viral of a soldier from Ukraine who took the United States to task for making a promise to keep Ukraine safe, which was done years ago, I think in 94-ish. And we told Ukraine if they got rid of their nukes that they would get protection from the United States, from the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We obviously have given, we've given some protection, obviously, in the form of money and tool and, you know, things for them to use in war. But have we really offered them the full protection of the United States? We have not. And I know a lot of people say, yeah, well, we don't want to have World War III, but maybe Vladimir Putin is already fighting World War III. I think that's the concern. And so this viral video was heartbreaking with him taking apart the country, I think, that we all love. And it was hard to watch.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people online are asking, why is the no-fly zone such an issue? Why is nobody getting behind it? Why is it such...
Does it matter?
Why is it so hard to deliver for a no-fly zone? That's what a lot of people are asking. But something that... there is some good news that's kind of coming out of this. I'm seeing a lot online. You see the photos of the young Russian soldier who was captured by Ukrainian civilians, and instead of tormenting him, they're giving him food and warm tea and letting him call his mom. You're seeing where people all around the country are registering and paying for Airbnbs in Ukraine with no intention to go, just to make sure some of the families are getting some money and getting some kind of income. It's a way of donating. You're seeing women at other borders leaving strollers for parents who are coming in with young children. So when they get there,
that
with
was
nothing
an image,
in them.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
At the train station, all the Polish moms who had brought strollers are just all lined up. I mean, that was just leaving them there.
So
that was an amazing image.
Civilians helping where they can, and that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, the Polish ambassador warned that Vladimir Putin already has his sights set beyond Ukraine. It's something that we've been talking about here for a while, like what comes next. Okay, so they take Ukraine, and yes, they're having a much harder time, I think, than anybody would have imagined because of the Ukrainian spirit, because their willingness to fight back, and really, I think, because they've captured the attention of the world, which has forced the hand of government agencies to get more involved. But the Polish ambassador is now saying, we think that Putin wants to come here. People in Moldova are already doing wartime exercises because they think that Vladimir Putin has their sights set on them next. They say, and this is the Polish ambassador who said it, that he's unpredictable now and that he has neo-imperial ambitions. And so it's kind of interesting when you hear a lot of these talking heads, and I get it. Nobody wants to get involved in World War III. I'm so tired of hearing that comment from our politicians. And it's happening on both sides of the aisle, by the way. This is something that the politicians are saying. But we don't know what's going on in Vladimir Putin's mind. Is he already involved in World War III, as they like to say? Is he already looking to assert his power once he gets Ukraine? Does it even matter if the United States or NATO gets involved? Yeah, is he looking for an excuse to attack other targets? Maybe if we show our state emblems, our flags in conflict. But over the weekend, Putin said that sanctions are already a declaration of war, which that's already been thrown in his direction by multiple countries, including ours. So does he already think we're at war with him?
That's a good question. And my fear is, so what happens next? Do we allow him to storm through Ukraine, and then he gets to the Polish border, and then NATO gets involved? And then basically Ukraine has been sacrificed for nothing. At this point, I just think, I mean, I know there are more talks happening today. I don't think any talks are going to do anything between Russia and Ukraine, other than if Zelensky just wants to surrender and Putin wants it on camera, which Zelensky's not going to do. So what's the point of all these talks? They're just, I don't know, it's just not doing anything. But I just don't want to see him storm through Ukraine, and then we get into a war anyway. What has happened to Ukraine?
And what could we have done
meantime?
To prevent that
right.
earlier? Right.
At this point, I just feel like, you know, all bets are off with Putin, and I feel like I have said this since last week. I am no fan of war, but I'm less of a fan of watching innocent civilians get killed for no reason. And so I think that we could launch drones. We could launch plenty of, you know, aircraft from NATO. I just think that we have to just start acting now. I just don't understand what we're waiting for at this point. I know everyone's in lockstep together, and that's fine, and I'm a fan of NATO, and I wanted us to be stronger with NATO, and we are now, and that's fine, that's great, but now let's act together.
We'll talk a little bit about how Russia's getting more legitimacy this weekend as DJV show continues at 16 minutes past the hour.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Babbel. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out this hour. In the meantime, the ladies have taken things over. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner is here as well. And I just have to admit, and I apologize in advance, Victoria, because I know we come up on different sides when it comes to the Biden administration, but it was pretty infuriating for me just from sitting in my chair to watch over the weekend the legitimacy given to the Russians by the Biden administration. Apparently, we knew that the Biden administration wanted to get back into this Iranian nuclear deal, which is a bad deal just on its merits. But what we've learned is that Russia is the one that's negotiating all of this. And for a country that's supposed to be made into a international pariah, it seems a really strange position for them to be at the table bringing together the head of Iran and the head of the United States to negotiate on something that will put more blood on the backs of oil, and that is funding terror through Iranian oil and allowing them to develop their nuclear program once again.
Well, give us some more details of this, because I have not been following this in detail. So tell us what the talks are. I mean, I know there are talks going on in Vienna, but beyond that, what are the details of it?
And the leadership of the talks is coming from the Russian ambassador, Vladimir Putin's inner circle, which I think has a lot of people bristling because we are supposed to be isolating them. But the Iranian deal would allow the Iranian government to continue to develop the nukes that they never got rid of, and it would require that the United States never be able to break the deal. Everybody knows that all those sanctions return to them, which goes straight into funding Hezbollah, a terrorist group. 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trending time on the DJV show. Dougie is out. Jennifer Horn here. Victoria Keelan there. And Jay Kirshner front and center with all of the latest on Gene Simmons and Angelina Jolie as the DJV show continues.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, back to trending Jay Kirshner. Gene Simmons is making a statement about what we should do with Russia. What's he saying?
Yeah, he's taking touring musicians to task, saying if you have a stop in Russia, you need to cancel it. Gene Simmons with Kiss, he is saying all bands need to stick together in solidarity, take Russia off their schedules. He also points out that Kiss has already done it, Louis Tomlinson, Eric Clapton, Gorillaz, Imagine Dragons, other people have done it. And he said that as far as some of the musicians and bands who have not yet altered their schedule to take Russia off of it. He's also wondering if they're just postponing or waiting to make a final decision to see if things will die down. Doesn't really seem like they are going to anytime soon. So he is sticking by his guns, and he's like, no, everybody needs to take Russia off of their touring schedule.
Who isn't canceling? Like, who is he aiming this at? If all the other bands have been canceling, like, who's still deciding that they're going
to
play there?
He didn't name names. He just said a good number of bands are sticking to their plans for right now.
Huh. Those people are dumb. We were just talking off the air about the WNBA player who, went missing because Russia says that she came into the country with a vape pen that had cannabis inside of it. And they're going to hold her. They're going to make her a political hostage. She's going to be an example. Why would anybody in their right mind want to go there? And how even could you get there other than, I guess, flying private? Because it's really difficult now to try to get on Aeroflot and hop a plane over to Moscow.
Well, she already landed. She hasn't been online since February 5th. It's been over a month.
Oh, no, I meant the rock bands who would want to even go over there.
Well, then, they'd be on their own touring planes, probably. But, it's just, I don't know. Brittany Griner is the WNBA star, and she's a two-time Olympic gold medalist for the U.S. Why you would be that dumb to try to even on a good day, to try to take weed into Russia, I don't know. I think we only know she's missing because her wife has said, she could be a target. GLAAD has gotten involved in that as well and saying, we're concerned because she's openly gay. She's married to a woman and we know how Russia deals with that. So this could be a bad situation for her all around.
Yeah. They don't deal with it well, that's for sure. It just seems really short-sighted, and maybe none of it's true. That's the other thing. And just being there, you put yourself in harm's way, and she wouldn't have known on February 5th. But, the call is for Americans to get out. If you haven't gotten out of Moscow, I don't know what to tell you. All right, that is trending. Follow us on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at DJVShow, 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Verizon and Audi of America have announced an agreement to bring 5G connectivity to the automaker's U.S. lineup, estimated to begin with selective models for the 2024 model year. The collaboration brings embedded 5G ultra-wideband connectivity into Audi's vehicles, new driver assistance features, and connectivity innovations. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them, providing MiGs, Sus, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least 7 people are dead, 2 of them children, younger than 5, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. 6 of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oil prices soared in Asia Monday, jumping as much as 18% in the early session, after reports that the Biden administration is discussing a ban on Russian oil imports. It should be noted the United States continues to buy oil from Russia, as production in the United States is not enough to supply America's needs. Brent oil quickly jumped to nearly $130 a barrel, a level that's sending fears of a major inflationary shock to the global economy. Russia continues to bombard civilians, killing hundreds with indiscriminate shelling. As Ukraine President Zelensky continues to plead for the world to help, Western nations continue to watch from the sidelines, offering weapons but no forces to counter Russia's onslaught. President Zelensky, interpreted by CNN.
It seems it is not enough for the Russian troops. Not enough ruined destinies, crippled lives. They want to kill more. For tomorrow, Russia is officially announced an attack on our territory, our defense facilities. Most of them were built decades ago under the Soviet government. They were built in cities, and now they are in the urban setting where thousands of people work and hundreds of thousands live nearby. This is murder, deliberate murder.
Wildfires in Florida forced the evacuation of more than 1,000 homes on Sunday. The Bertha Swamp Road Fire and the Atkins Fire have engulfed 10,000 acres, both in the Florida Panhandle. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's a DJV show. Doug is out today. In the meantime, the ladies are here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And, of course, our one lucky man, Phil McGeehan, holding it down for us in Washington, D.C. at our Uplink site. And, ladies, of course, as we cover what's been going on in Russia and Ukraine this weekend, the U.S. says that it's now working with its European allies to look into the possibility of banning Russian oil imports. This has been one of the outrages of, I think, this whole conflict, aside from the real outrage of Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, is the fact that NATO, many European countries, United States, continue to hand over millions and billions of dollars to Russia every single day because we are continuing to buy Russian oil. So the U.S. over the weekend, Antony Blinken said we wouldn't stop buying Russian oil or ban buying Russian oil until we talk to Europe. The U.S. says that it's working right now to look into the possibility of banning Russian oil. And that's because of the pressure that's coming from the people, I think, to Congress. in the United States to cut off imports of oil from Russia in response to the invasion. So Antony Blinken said when it comes to oil, Russian oil, he said he was on the phone with the president and other members of the cabinet on this subject. He said, we're now talking to our European partners and allies to look into a coordinated way at the prospect of banning the import of Russian oil while making sure there's an appropriate supply of oil in world markets. And
yeah, because oil and gas is so expensive now here, and it's also
$120
expensive in
a barrel right now, which is ridiculous.
And so, and it's also really expensive over in the EU. So, yeah, I get it. The citizens don't want it to go, don't want the gas prices to go any higher. The politicians don't want that either, because no one wants that on their record. But at the same time, unless you're cutting off, I mean, the sanctions and everything are hurting the Russian people really hard. I mean, they're really, when you look at the list of what has been taken away from Russian people, I don't think we're that far away from them, you know, having long bread lines again, like in the 80s. I mean, it's going to be bad for the Russian people, but it's not touching Putin himself. And so the only way to really go at him is to directly cut off Russian oil imports. And at this point, if we do that, you know, that'll be another thing that Putin will claim is an act of war, because he keeps trying to, you know, pull NATO into this conflict. But at this point, what else
that's
is there
the only
left
thing to
do?
I mean,
right.
Day one of this conflict, and we were talking about it, I was like, we can't be buying Russian oil. Why are we doing that? And it seems that it's taken us this long. I mean, it seems weird that we're sanctioning and hurting the Russian people, yet we're still continuing to hand over billions of dollars to Vladimir Putin so that he's fine, but the people of Russia are not fine. And that to me is problematic. It's bad for business. And it's also causing a big problem here at home. Gas prices were already high because of Biden's stance and just really leadership, Democratic leadership right now, the stance on oil production in our own country. So gas prices were already very expensive. And now you're seeing them today, actually a Sunday evening close, $127 a barrel is where oil is. I paid over $6 for the first time for a gallon of gasoline this weekend in California. That hurts. It hurts when you're commuting.
Sure.
That kills the middle class. It kills people living paycheck to paycheck. It is not sustainable. And the only real reaction, or the only thing that can happen, forget about talking to the European Union. Take our own control. Start drilling again in the United States. Crank up the Keystone Pipeline. Let us be energy independent so that we can actually fund the European Union. I would much rather have us make the money, have American workers make the money, and safely give oil to the European Union. We can afford to do that and provide for ourselves. Even Elon Musk, who shouldn't be a fan of drilling, was like, you guys need to start drilling, at least now. I mean, you don't have to stop the progression of trying to get away from fossil fuels, but you have to meet the need now without making this a further national security risk, because buying oil from Iran, going back to that position again, is not going to be any better than what we're doing by sending money to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and I know it's very early, but I was reading on Axios that there's a potential, I guess, for us to get more oil from Saudi Arabia and have them start pumping more. But I agree with you. I think that there needs to be, and there can be, it feels like there should be, a happy medium here where, you know, Elon Musk is the head of the largest electric vehicle company in the world, and his factories, at least here in America, I think he's got one in North Carolina, one in California, maybe one in Arizona, and they're all powered by solar and wind. So this is not a guy who is like a fossil fuel fan by any means, but common sense has to kick in.
He's recognizing it.
Right.
I mean, I was listening over the weekend to Representative Jayapal. I forget which state she's from, but she comes out and says, well, you know what, we shouldn't drill here. Americans just need to get off their addiction to fossil fuels. Okay, well, that's really hard for a family who's struggling to get by to just go out and buy a new electric car.
Right. Are you supposed to just go get a Tesla?
I mean,
like, that doesn't make sense.
You're just supposed to drop everything, and we don't even have the supply for people to do all of that right now. So there needs to be some sort of progression in that direction. It's not.
And I'm a fan of getting away from fossil fuels. I think that for a lot of reasons. But, you know, even Lewis and I were talking yesterday, you know, living, because Tesla passed us while we were on a walk, and we were talking about Teslas, and I said, you know, can you imagine if there's a law that gets passed that, you know, there are no more regular, you know, gas-powered cars, and everyone has to drive an electric vehicle. I'm like, well, we live in an apartment complex. Where are we plugging in our car? It doesn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. What about everybody who lives in... Yeah, and what about everyone who lives in Manhattan and parks a car in a parking garage? Are they going to install, you know, an electric charger for every car in a parking garage? It's not thought through at all. They haven't come up with the plan for everybody yet. If you have a house and you want to put a charger in, fine. That's easy. But for the rest of us, it's not a viable solution right now.
All right. I think you're right. I think it just has to be thought out. And fortunately, the old saying, we throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's like you can still have plans to do whatever you want to do, but you can't put people through the hurt, especially when it benefits the people who are out there killing people every single day. What do you think about all this? You can let us know on our social media profiles. That's where Jay Kirshner is monitoring everything at DJ V Show, at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as we continue a box of human heads. Stolen. Why? The DJB show continues at 42 minutes past the hour.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, 44 minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. Dougie is out this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And, Victoria, why don't you tell us this story about the box of human heads that was stolen in Denver? I hate when that happens, darn it.
I know. This is just such a weird story. But, the police are looking for a suspect who, in Denver, in the Central Park neighborhood of Denver, broke into a parked truck in broad daylight and stole a box of human remains along with a dolly. So I guess they stole the dolly and used the dolly to take the box of human heads that, and you might be wondering, why is there a box of human heads in a truck? Well, it was a medical truck, and the heads were intended for scientific research, and they were specifically for a Science Care, which is a body donation science program that they say helps, you know, with research and stuff. And so you have to wonder if someone knew what they were stealing, or if they thought they were stealing maybe some pharmaceutical drugs.
I really hope they didn't know what they were stealing.
I really hope they did not know. I hope they have that moment, like, at the end of that movie Seven, when Gwyneth's head is in a box. Like, I hope that they open it up and it's just like the fright of their lives.
I kind of hope they did it too, only because who would intentionally steal human heads? Like, what kind of sicko is that?
Well, yeah.
Also, who's the guy that has to get bodies ready to donate for science? Because you know that guy's got to be fun at parties.
Ugh. Oh, what a job.
Not a good job. So
now can you tell your part of the story?
So I was filling you guys in a little on the air. My dad's cousin has moved from, she lived in California her whole life, didn't want to quite give it up, but she also wanted to try living in North Carolina, where her daughter got a job and got this big house. And so she thought, well, I'll, you know, invited her to come live. So she lives in North Carolina most of the time, but because she wanted to keep her house, and it's in a really nice area of Los Angeles, she got someone to rent a room and basically just be there, be a caretaker, so that she can come back and forth. And she usually comes like twice a year for 6 weeks, right? So this house is in an area where there are a lot of break-ins because there's a lot of nice things to be stolen. And so I think she told me her house has been burglarized like 5 times. Just ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
So she gets a call, and this is right before Thanksgiving of this year. She gets a call that her alarm was going off. And so the alarm company called the police, and police arrived. They found that her slider in her dining room had been broken just at the bottom, and they had crawled through this little teeny tiny spot. And they must have crawled all the way up the stairs and into her bedroom, thinking that if they stood up, they'd trigger the alarm. Well, as soon as they broke the glass, the alarm was triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got scared and ran out. And on first look, no one thought anything was missing. So she thought she had dodged a bullet. She paid for the glass to be repaired and moved on. She just told me the story a couple weeks ago. Several months later, I think, after the beginning of this year, she gets a call from a childhood friend of her son's who says, Mrs. D, that's what he called her, I think I found something that belongs to you. I think I found your husband.
And
my cousin was like, what are you talking about? Now, about 7-8 years ago, her husband had died, and she had him cremated, and she put him in this really pretty box, this beautiful box that was in her bedroom. And because her tenant didn't really know that that box was even there, she wouldn't really notice that it was missing. But I guess before the guys got spooked, they must have grabbed the box. They took it over to a McDonald's in that area, opened the box, realized that it was ashes inside. They left the box in the parking lot. Now, it was not loose ashes. It was a bag of ashes, and it had the name on the outside. Someone picked it up in the McDonald's parking lot, turned it into the McDonald's manager, which I guess sat there for a while. And then the McDonald's manager managed to take it over to the fire department. The fire department guy opened it up and said, this name sounds kind of familiar, and asked another guy, who was my cousin's childhood friend? And eventually,
wow,
they called, and she realized that her husband had been missing. So he went on quite the adventure. And not only that, but because it was remains and they needed the fingerprints off of them to try to catch the bad guys, they had to take it downtown to the police station, who then had to take it to the coroner. So when my cousin came back to town this last time, she had to go to the coroner in Los Angeles to get her husband back. So,
oh, jeez. Were they able to lift any prints?
No, I don't know if they ever caught the guys. That's a good question. I think
wow.
I was so stunned that he was on this adventure unknowingly that it was
right. But yeah, but the way you said it though was like, yeah, my dead husband or my dead cousin is missing, and they found him. Like, what?
And
luckily, it wasn't in a box of, you know, heads. But
she may not have ever known when she
right.
you know, until she got home months later. So there you have it, guys. Watch your loved ones and your human heads. It's the DJV Show, 51 minutes past the hour.
You know. don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
53 after the hour now. It's DJV program, Monday, the 7th of March, Tech Talk time, with Victoria Keelan examining carefully the things that are going on in technology that affect most of us in a normal way. And I see that the Russians are doing what comes naturally. You know that old song? Doing what comes naturally. So they don't want the people who live in Russia to find out what's going on, really.
Right.
So what have they done?
Well, they have blocked all access to Facebook. And so Facebook's, Russia's communications regulator over the weekend said that they're blocking Facebook entirely. They partially restricted it a week ago, and now they've realized that too many people are sharing videos showing the devastation in Ukraine, showing Russia bombing civilians and bombing hospitals and schools and infrastructure and, you know, power plants and things like that. And naturally, Russia and Putin don't want people to know that in Russia. They're still, they've arrested 6,700 people this weekend who were demonstrating in St. Petersburg. It's another 6,000 people who were arrested. They know that they're barely containing this. And so Facebook, getting rid of Facebook is a way that they believe that they can restrict access to the outside world. Now, obviously, Meta's president, Meta being the parent company Facebook, they said that millions of ordinary Russians will find themselves cut off from any reliable information. They'll be deprived of their everyday ways of connecting with family and friends, and they'll be silenced from speaking out. And that's
Obviously, you know, beyond the business that Facebook is losing, they are already not allowing any Russian-sponsored state media ads to buy any Facebook ads promoting, which, because you know it's going to be, you know, propaganda. And so Russia's just sticking with this narrative that they are killing Nazis in Ukraine. They are, they're coming up with these just fantastical narratives that are insane. And now they're just going to systematically create a North Korea where, who knows, I mean, the internet could be pulled. Now, one of the other things that in the tech world, one of the major companies who is considered to be like a backbone of infrastructure for the internet has pulled out of servicing any sites in Russia. Now, they still have internet and they still have access, but without this major backbone, everything gets really, really slowed down. And it can slow down a regular person's internet at home. It can slow down government agencies. And so it's just, they are, it's, I don't know what the end game is, and we keep talking about, like, where does this end, but the Russian people are going to find themselves in the dark ages, and it will look just like North Korea if this continues.
Well, but there are a lot more people there, and some of them are better educated. They aren't used to this sort of this play.
This way of life is
right.
Totally so foreign. Yeah.
Let's see where it goes. Yep, exactly. In a moment, say that again, Doug, in a moment, the what's happening with some of Hulu's most popular streaming shows. That's coming right up here on the TJV program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Victoria, some of the most popular programming on Hulu is going where?
It's going to Peacock, and so this is one of these weird, weird contracts that between Disney and Comcast. And originally the deal was to stream all the NBC Universal shows, which now that Peacock exists, that and that's owned by NBC, they now want some of their shows back. And so you'll now see some stuff is moving away from Hulu. The contract has been terminated. It's going to be onto the Peacock. So like The Voice, Saturday Night Live, other NBC Universal-owned shows are now going to start making that migration. Now, though, here's where it gets a little strange. Now, this is likely going to happen in the next broadcast season, like September, October. So the termination, though, is not wiping out all of NBC Universal programming from Hulu. They're going to still have all the Law & Order SVUs, and This Is Us, which is a huge show on NBC. So that's still going to stay. It's just going to get a little bit more complicated, but it's good for Peacock because they need more content.
There you go. All right, that's the overview of what's going on in technology at 59 past the hour on the DJV Pro.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.